Nature, which is one of the top two scientific journals in the world, top three, arguably. And there was this piece in Nature by Tim Roper and L. Conrad from the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Sussex in England, asking the question, what is the natural state of animals? Or rather, how does democracy play out in the animal kingdom? Because the assumption was always that dominance-based political and economic systems are the natural way. The kings and popes, this is the natural way. So what they did was they started observing, they had a bunch of red deer near the university, and they started observing them. How do they make decisions? You got a herd of deer, a couple hundred acres of forest, a couple of water holes. So throughout the day, there are, you know, the deer are all out there chewing their cuds or whatever deer, you know, nibbling on leaves and things. And at some point, they've got to make the decision to go to the watering hole and get a drink. How do they make that decision? Well, you know, if you look at the way that we normally think of these things, you would assume that, you know, the wise elder, the head deer, the alpha deer, right, would make the decision. Would say, okay, guys, it's time to go drink. Time to go have our water. In fact, what they discovered was that as the animals were just standing around grazing, as it came close to the time when typically they would go drink, they would start pointing, some of them would just start randomly pointing their bodies toward one of the three watering holes. And when more than 50% of them were pointing their bodies toward one of the three water holes, the entire herd would just head that direction. And very often the alpha deer was in the background, is in the back, go, hey, what happened? Where'd everybody go? Now, this is a really complex decision-making process, because if they go too soon, you're going to have some animals that are going to be, still hungry. If they go too late, you're going to have some animals that may be dehydrated, young, elderly. This is a really critical decision. But it always hit that 51% until they brought a predator. Now, what about supermajorities? You know, when they wrote our Constitution, the founders, Madison and buddies, put into there that there are certain things that require a supermajority. And, you know, 66 votes, as it were. Jan, come on in, have a seat. You can just walk in front of the camera. It's no big deal. And so the founders are saying, okay, there are some things that are so important, we need a supermajority. So these guys, Roper and Conrad, at the University of Sussex, they're watching these red deer, and they're noticing that they make their decision based on when 51% of the deer are pointing toward a particular water hole. That's when the entire herd moves. So they thought, what happens if we throw a predator into the mix? And so they staked out a predator, or the, I don't remember the details of it. You can read it in the book. Put a wolf or something, or a fox, near one of the water holes. And what happens when they do that? Is that suddenly, instead of 51% of the deer pointing toward a particular water hole before the entire herd moves in that direction, it took 2/3 of them. So not only is democracy intrinsic to the nature, to the natural world, not only is it normal, it's not the abnormal state of mankind or humankind, it's the normal state of all species. But I guess I just said it. But then there's that subtle variation, that supermajority necessary for really critical decisions, like which watering hole are we going to go to when there's a predator in the area. So then people say, well, why even have an alpha male? Well, it turns out the alpha male principally gets first choice of sexual partners. That's it. The alpha male is not a leader. Decisions are made democratically. So I called up Conrad and Roper when I was writing this book. And interviewed actually Conrad, I interviewed Tim Roper. And he said it was really interesting. He says they wrote, you know, modified democratic decision making mechanisms are comparable to the tradition in many human societies of using a 2/3 majority rather than a 50% majority for decisions that are potentially more costly if taken than if not taken. So anyhow, I called him up and he says, Quite a lot of people have said, my gorillas do that, or my animals do that. And in fact, what he was telling me was that, you know, I said, you know, has anybody called you up and said other animals other than red deer do this? He was like, yeah. He says, one of the first calls I got was from an ichthyologist, right? A fish guy. They're studying schools of fish. Have you ever watched Schools of Fish? How is it that they all turn at the same time? Well, they're not all turning at the same time. Every single one of them, as they swim, they move, you know, right fin, left fin, right fin, left fin. So they're swinging back and forth, left, right. And they might swing right 3 degrees, left 1 degree, right 3 degrees, left 1 degree. That's a 2 degree vote for turning right. When more than 51% of the fish, you slow bow this thing. Same thing with flocks of birds. Same thing with the ball of gnats in the air. Insects. You ever seen a ball of gnats, you know, in the sunlight? They're just a, there's a few weird ones flying around the edges, but most of them are all in this ball. When 51% of them move to the right, the whole crowd moves to the right. So anyhow, democracy is our natural state. And that's the story I wanted to tell you. As I said, it's in my book, What Would Jefferson Do? I think I've mentioned it in a couple of other books, but there's a couple of two chapters about it in there, including my interviews with Conrad and Roper.